Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Trying to close it on a Tuesday.
Alvarez launches deep right field. And this one is gone. And the Astros walk them off in game one. Yordan Alvarez. Are you kidding me?
What an incredible finish to game one of this American League Division Series. Yordan Alvarez, a three-run walk-off home run and a no-doubter.
12:32, the Matt Thomas Show continues. The voice you just heard is our guest now on the Matt Thomas Show. Now, of course, we love Robert Ford. That's our guy. But for a national call, as part of his 15th year of calling postseason baseball on TBS, literally just off the plane, the very talented, affable Brian Anderson with us here on the Matt Thomas Show. Brian, it's Matt and Ross. Thank you so much for joining us. How was your flight?
It was great. I left 38-degree weather, and I've arrived here to 70-degree weather. So, well, it's not quite 70 yet, but you get the point. It's much better than where I just was.
Well, I will be in Milwaukee on Saturday. Have you left any? Is it going to be snow, or am I going to be able to live up there comfortably for at least 24 hours?
You'll be fine. Just a little cold snap. We did have some snow yesterday in Milwaukee, which was a little shocking, especially to my dog. but no, you'll be fine. Everything's perfect in Milwaukee always, even when it snows.
I understand it. Hey, really nice to have you on the show. Been a big fan of yours for a very long period of time. Just when you're a kid growing up and you wanted to get in this business, you dreamt of moments like that. You've had quite a few, but where do you put your Alvarez call amongst the all-time great? Because obviously, not only have you done a lot of baseball, but you've done a lot of important NCAA and NBA playoff games over the years.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, it's certainly one of those that, you know, I'll remember forever. Thank goodness it was a no doubter. I think my part was easy. You know, when you hit a ball like that and that sound and that flight and the person hitting it, you pretty much know it's going out. So I could really jump on it and didn't have to worry about it. The ones that scrape the walls are even Pena's home run in game three. You know, we weren't quite sure the ball was not traveling at all that day. So when it left the bat, and I wouldn't say he got jammed. He hit it on the barrel, but he had to rip his hands through to get to that ball. So it just wasn't quite clear, you know, until you see the outfielder. So, you know, those are the ones that scare you. But that was an easy one, Alvarez, and certainly going to be one I remember. You know, it's never happened. We didn't have the research at that moment, but we knew it was special. But turns out it's the only occasion in the history of baseball that a home run, a walk-up, basically a game-winning home run, down two or more runs with two outs in the ninth inning. So never seen it all the years we've been watching playoff baseball and experiencing playoff baseball. That's the first occasion that a moment like that has happened. So I feel very fortunate to have been there, and I'm glad he hit it as far as he did.
Yeah, and, you know, you've been a part of a lot of history just in this series alone. I have to ask you, how does your scorecard look after an 18-inning game? Are you pen, pencil? Do you use multiple colors? I mean, what does that scorecard look like right now?
Yeah, my scorecard is the most unimpressive thing you could ever see. I basically use the sheets that the press, you know, the PR people leave, the media relations people. I don't have my own book. I keep all my notes separate. So I just need something to follow the game along. But I actually, in Seattle, they had enough spaces, believe it or not, for 17 innings, which is impressive. A lot of press notes don't have that. So I only needed the one extra spot and a lot of extra bullpen spots. But yeah, I'm a pencil guy, mechanical pencil on the regular old sheet, and it was quite the mess. I mean, I don't even know. People tell me all the time they'd love a copy. They want to see it. I did post the Alvarez home run score sheet on my Twitter account, but even that was a mess, and I wrote in the wrong, like I flip-flopped the score just because, you know, in the moment you're writing things down where you can see them. And so it's a mess. It's not even worth keeping, honestly. So it's I used to keep a scorebook back in the day, and I got off of that probably my third or fourth year in the big league. So, yeah, unimpressive.
Brian Ross here with you as well. And just what was the atmosphere like there and just the feeling in the building as it's their first playoff game in so many years, and then the game goes on and on and on. Just what was it like there?
Well, the original, you know, setup and kind of how we come on the air, the opens, you know, it was as good as I've ever seen anywhere. It was loud. It felt like people were in line 3-4 hours before the game. Best I could describe it was a college Saturday football, big time college football feel. You know, it's a downtown setting, so Seattle. They did a great job with their pregame presentation. I was shocked that they were able to maintain the thing that goes in the record book. So, you know, I've called long games before. You know, we were on the air basically 7 hours. The game was 6:22. We did a pregame hit. So the air's in the balloon for 7 hours, and, you know, your focus and your concentration and, we have the easy part as announcers. As you guys know, our technical crew, our production crew, camera operator standing up for that entire time. The concentration required in the production truck to, you know, cue up replay after replay after replay, and just, you know, the repetitive nature of it, and you're in a dark room. They're the ones who deserve the credit. So we had great energy, I thought. I mean, we were all, from a crew perspective, just very excited about it, and I was amazed that the crowd in Seattle maintained their energy throughout. I mean, obviously, that's a regular season game. You're not going to have that. Probably be empty by the 18th inning. So nobody left. People chanted the Mariners and gave them a huge ovation. And so it was really one of the coolest things I've witnessed, even in defeat, just a fan base and a crowd responding that way to all of it. So from Mike McCready playing the national anthem, you know, they have the Seattle vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
Macklemore was kind of their hype man. And so they really did a great job with all their entertainment features.
So now, Brian, we're all waiting the Cleveland versus New York game to finally get played. You're obviously going to be in your hotel room watching every single moment of it as you just arrive here in Houston for the game tomorrow. What is your thoughts about these short series? I know some folks in New York and Atlanta and L.A. aren't really big on this best of five division series. My thought is I would love a best of seven, but Mother Nature's always going to win in late October, November. I see short of a season going to 154 as compared to 162. I think best of sevens are going to be very hard to overcome, especially in cities that have open air stadiums.
Yeah, I don't like the best of seven at all. Matter of fact, I've been petitioning, because I also do the NBA, I've been petitioning for the first round to go to best of five also. I just think you engage people a lot faster the shorter the series is, and it's okay if underdogs win. And, you know, I like that part of it. You know, I like the idea that you can win. A five-game series is plenty, in my opinion. I think just because the way it's gone down this year, that's why you're hearing some chatter. I wouldn't say it's the majority by any stretch. It's just those are big markets that have been knocked out. And if the Guardians beat the Yankees today, you know, five of the top six records are going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that. I mean, I don't want it to be scratch all the time. I love the unpredictability of postseason sports and postseason baseball, especially. I'd like to see the NBA go to a five-game series in those early rounds. I think, you know, a lot of them end quickly anyway. So I like the idea that you have a puncher's chance if you can make it to the postseason. It doesn't negate the regular season and the long regular season. There are plenty of thrills and spills and entertainment throughout the course of a long regular season. I'm not buying that argument at all. You just have to be ready in those moments, and you have to play better if you're in a series, whether it's a 3, a 5, or a 7 or whatever it is. I mean, they used to play 9-game series back in the turn of the century in baseball. So, I mean, the argument can keep going on and on to determine the best team, but ultimately it's who gets hot. I mean, is the NCAA tournament fair? You play one game, you play a whole season, then a conference tournament, and then, like, yeah, there's value in the regular season. That's we love the regular season. We are entertained by it. It's great. Players get their reps and get their at-bats and their time on the floor and all of that. So we can't just say it negates a regular season. So I like it the way it is. I think the best records have been protected. And in the Dodgers' case and in the Braves' case, they just didn't hold up their end of the donkey on this one.
Yep. Last question for you. You get a chance to visit with the managers before the game. I don't know how much you get to visit with the players in particular. But there is something special about postseason baseball, you having been part of it now for 15 years on TBS. The intensity, obviously, with every pitch, we certainly saw that in this past series. But what is it like talking to those guys, the managers, before the game? Can you have simple chatter, or is it, let's get to the matter of fact of what you want to get to in terms of information? Because it just feels like there is an aura of intensity that you will never, ever see in a regular season series, say, in May or June or July.
Well, it depends on the manager, but I would say for the most part, you know, baseball is a game that is played loose, and so managers are constantly aware of how they present themselves, and they want to present themselves as loose. And, you know, I think Dusty Baker personifies that. I love spending time with Dusty, and there's a seriousness to it, but it's my favorite time of year because of the fact that everybody's so engaged and fully present in the right now. We're not talking about tomorrow. We're not talking about resting players for the most part. We're not talking about down the road and injuries. We're talking about now and how you may use your bullpen now and how you may use your position players now. And so that, to me, is the most fascinating thing about it. I think that's why I've thrived and enjoyed postseason baseball so much, because I like getting into the weeds of what makes the game tick. I mean, we have pre- and post-game shows for all the historical stuff. We'll still drop a few here and there. At least my crew, you know, for me, we dive into the game. And I love the game. I love the game that's in front of us. So that's really important to me and kind of fits the way I want to do it. So I love that part. And you know, the managers are a big part of that. Gather a lot of intel. Some managers share more than others. Both Dusty and Scott Servais were excellent, and obviously Aaron Boone and Terry Francona, we've dealt with them quite a bit in the past, so we know what to expect from those guys, and they'll both share quite a bit that we can then share with our audience.
Yeah.
So I love it. That's the fun part of it, and getting to talk to the players, and players' perspective on a series is totally different than the manager's perspective. And that's interesting, too. You know, players are just in their own little bubble, and it's fun to watch how they perform, execute, prepare for postseason as well. All of it is just really interesting to me.
The pride of St. Mary's University, Brian Anderson, has been a guest with us here. Where'd you go to high school?
Georgetown High School outside Austin.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, well, Georgetown, Texas.
Well, I would say our paths would cross, but the people at TNT were very rude not to put a Rockets game on at all this season. I don't know why you possibly would have skipped us, but well, maybe there's a late season change later in the year. But it is absolutely a pleasure to have you on my radio show. Thank you so much. Enjoy our time in our city, and look forward to you. And you're working with Franny and with Darling on the ALCS? Is that the plan?
Yep. It'll be Jeff Francoeur, Ron Darling, Lauren Shahadi. Obviously, Lauren is that we had to mix and match. Ernie Johnson's on his way to San Francisco as we speak. He's doing the NBA tonight, and Lauren is going from sideline to studio. Matt Weiner's flying to New York to do sideline today with Costas and Darling, and then all those guys are coming here.
Awesome.
After the game. And our crew is going to have a tough turnaround, but yep, we got our band back together for the LCS, and we're very excited to be in Houston.
Congratulations on your success, my friend. Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Enjoy Milwaukee later in the week.
I will, for sure. Thank you, Brian, very much. Brian Anderson. Awesome visit there with Brian Anderson, who will call the ALCS on TBS. 12:45 is our time. So we're moving the show around all different directions. We're going to now move Gut Feelings back to where it was supposed to be, Rossi, at 1 o'clock.
Wonderful.
Jonathan Alexander has been awesome. We're moving him to his normal back spot to 1:30. And then we're going to have JV. I don't think JV is going to move his time for us. He's at 1:50. 2 o'clock, Dusty Baker. So that's what we got going on between now and 3 o'clock. And at 1:30 today, we'll give away, before Jonathan joins us, a pair of tickets to see the Rockets take on the Grizzlies coming up on Friday night. 713-212-5790 if you want to join in. 713-212-5790. With a word here for Ron Hoover, RV and Marine. Now is a great time to get that new or used camper you have dreamed of. A great time for you to take advantage of their new inventory, their new low pricing, and their easy term financing, all with Ron Hoover's excellent, excellent customer service. They have been taking care of Texans and their vacation needs for now 35 years. Locations in Katy, Lake Conroe, Lamarck, or Galveston, and always online at ronhoover.com. Stop by one of their locations, see the difference yourself on purchasing a new or pre-owned RV or boat. Whether you towed it or floated, Ron Hoover is going to have you covered. Check him out online at ronhoover.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.